there's a rule when it comes to the laws of Zimun. The rule is in Zimun the Mafreya, that you cannot make Zimun retroactively. What's the case? You have three people that sat down and had a meal with bread, and they forgot to make the Zimun. And they made the Birkat HaMazon. After they finished the Birkat HaMazon, they say, hey, we didn't make the Zimun. It's too late. Once they berek, the Zimun falls off them, and therefore they cannot make a Zimun retroactively. Similarly, if let's say two out of the three people made the Zimun, also we cannot go back now and make the Zimun. However, if let's say you had three people eating the bread, and one guy made the Birkat HaMazon. After he makes the Birkat HaMazon, the two guys say, hey, what'd you do over here? What'd you make Birkat HaMazon? We had a Zimun. The halakha says that in such a case, they could make a Zimun. They are Yotzeh, the obligation, and he is not Yotzeh. They could use him. He does not fulfill his mitzvah, but he can be mitzvah. Not only can he be mitzvah, but he's able to answer, Baruch she'achalnu mishelob tubo hayinu. Even though he ate, and even though he made the Birkat HaMazon, he can still answer since he was part of the original Zimun. Now, the Biur HaLacha says an interesting case, that this would be also with the Zimun of 10, which means, let's say you had 10 people that ate together, and three of them made the Birkat HaMazon before they were supposed to. Now, after they finished, hey, we need you for the Zimun. The HaLacha would be that you could mistaref those three people for Zimun b'shem Hashem, and they could say, Nebarech Elokeinu she'achal mishlo. Although the Chida in Birkei Yosef has a safek on this, he says, well, maybe b'shem Hashem, maybe it's more strict. However, the Panim Me'irot and the Kaf Ha'ayin come out clearly, that like the Biur HaLacha, that just like if one ate and made the Birkat HaMazon, he can mistaref to the two, so to three that ate and made the Birkat HaMazon, he can mistaref to the seven in order to make the Zimun.